马坤特之音，服务源于聆听。作为尊敬的副院长，晚上好。今天是2011年4月18号晚上7点，我们非常幸运的请到了今天的 Gay Dharma 老师来给我们继续讲 Krishna Book， 也就是 Krishna 快乐的泉源这本书。那么请马老师 Gopikita Devi Das 为大家翻译。现在我们开始。OK。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it is nice to once again be back with you all after 3 long weeks.
过了漫长的三个星期之后，我又再次回到大家身边，我非常的高兴。
It has been a difficult separation to bear.
这是这场分离挺难忍受的。
But since we last spoke, I was able to pass through Hong Kong and do some programs there, and now I have come to the Philippines.
但是呢，自从我们上次分开之后呢，我就经过香港，在香港待了一个星期之后，现在我已经回到了菲律宾。
So today I'm talking to you from the Philippines.
所以呢，今天我是在菲律宾跟大家说话。
Now today we are beginning chapter 6 entitled Putana Killed.
那么今天呢，就开始讲第六章，它的题目叫 Putana 被杀。
And again, before we actually get started, we will chant the invocation prayer.
那么在开正式开始之前呢，还是再唱诵一下这个祷文。
So you can follow along if you have your Krishna books there.
如果大家手上拿着 Krishna 快乐的泉源这本书的话，我们就可以跟着一起读。
Krishna 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 Hey Krishna 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 Hey Krishna 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 Rakshamam Krishna 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 Pahimam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava PahimamO Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
O Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
O 主 Rama, 拉古王朝的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Kesava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, Kesava, Keshimo 的屠者啊，请维系我。
So, we are going to begin with some important points that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes in his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
那么现在要开始讲 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在他的 Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita 这本书里面的几个很重要的要点。
And there Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Putana represents the pseudo-guru.
那么 Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在里面就解释说Putana 则是代表假 guru.
He says that the pseudo guru may appear in one or both of two forms.
他说这个假 guru 呢，可能会出现在一个或者两个形象当中。
The first, a deceitful so-called guru who preaches sense gratification or liberation or both.
第一个呢，就这个假 guru， 他可能会讨会来传播一些如何感官享乐，或者还有。或者解脱，或者两个都讲。
In some cases, this may be a person who is engaged in some Krishna conscious activity, but has not realized the development of pure devotional service.
那么在有些情况之下呢，这个人可能已经在修习 Krishna 知觉，这个护念佛的活动，但是呢，他还没有意识觉悟到纯粹的护念佛。
He tries to give instructions to his disciples beyond his own understanding or without regard for their situations.
那么他在给门徒训示的时候呢，他并不理解，就是他给这些训示是超过自己的理解的，或者说是不符合实际情况的。
And the second form of the pseudo guru is the inwardly manifest spiritual guide in the form of the mundane reasoning faculty.
那么这个假咕噜的第二种情况呢，就是以这个世俗的一个方式，他们用世俗的方式来推论一些灵性的观点。
This refers to the material mind.
这指的就是这个物质的心力。
So this is also like Putana.
所以这也是像 Putana 一样。
So in order to show mercy to his devotees, Krishna sucks the life out of Putana's breast to protect his own innocent ecstasy.Which has arisen within the young devotees' hearts. In order to show mercy to his devotees, Krishna sucks the life out of Putana's breast.
为了向他的奉献者表达仁慈 ，Krishna 就把 Putana 的这个生命之气在吸他的乳房的吸奶的时候，把他生命之气一道吸去了。
He does this to protect his own innocent ecstasy.
他这样做的是为了去保护他这种单纯的极乐
，which has arisen within the young devotees' hearts。
这个已经在新，这是在新奉献者的心中是有原因的。
So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur further says, according to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in her last life, Putana was Ratnamala.
那么根据 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 的 What's the name of the book?
Brahma Vaivarta Purana.
Brahma Vaivarta Purana. And,
Yes, and in her last life, Putana was Ratnamala.
Ratna, 那个 Putana 的前世是 Ratna...
Ratnamala.
Ratnamala, sorry.
The young sister of Bali Maharaj.
这是 Bali Maharaj 的妹妹。
But it's also mentioned in the Garga Samhita that she was his daughter.
但在 Garga Samhita 里面也提到说她是 Bali Maharaj 的女儿。
So our story begins.
所以我们的故事就开始了。
So while Nanda Maharaj was returning home, he considered Vasudeva's warning that there might be some disturbance in Gokula.
那么当 Nanda Maharaj 在回家的时候呢，他就思考着 Vasudeva 对他的这个警告，就是说在 Gokula 可能会出现一些骚乱。
Certainly, the advice was friendly, not false.
这个建议肯定是非常友好，而不是假的。
So Nanda thought there's some truth in it.
所以 Nanda 就想他这个话有应该有真实的之处。
Therefore, out of fear, he began to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
所以呢出于恐惧他就开始脱困于至尊人的手中。
It is quite natural for a devotee in danger to think of Krishna because he has no other shelter.
对于一个奉献者来说，他在处在危险处境的时候，他会想不到 Krishna， 这是很自然的，因为他没有其他的庇护。
When a devotee is in danger, he takes shelter of his mother or father.
当一个孩子有危险的时候，他会托庇自己的母亲或者父亲。
Similarly, a devotee is always under the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
同样的，一个奉献者呢，他也总是处在至尊人的手中的庇护之下。
But when he specifically sees some danger, he remembers the Lord very rapidly.
但是呢，当他尤其是看到某一个危险的时候，他就很快的就记起住了。
After consulting with his demoniac ministers, Kamsa instructed a witch named Putana.
那么，当他征求了这些恶魔大臣的意见之后呢 ，Kamsa 就训斥了一个叫 Putana 的。
She knew the black art of killing small children by ghastly sinful methods.
这个女巫库特纳她知道一个巫术，她能够通过一些非常可恶、非常一些罪恶的方式，能够杀死小孩子。
Kamsa instructed her to kill all kinds of children in the cities, villages, and pasturing grounds.
那么康萨呢就训斥他要去杀死所有城市村庄还有农场的这所有的孩子。
Such witches can play their black art only when there is no chanting or hearing of the holy name of Krishna.
像这种巫术，这种巫师能够扮演，就是能够做他实行他们的，只有在那些没有唱诵 Krishna 的聆听和唱诵 Krishna 圣的地方才能够有作用。
It is said that wherever the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is done, even negligently.All bad elements, witches, ghosts, and dangerous calamities immediately disappear.
据说，在任何有唱诵圣 Krishna 圣名的地方，即便他的唱诵是不太认真的，那么只要有唱诵的圣名的地方，这所有的不吉祥的因素，比如说巫师啊、鬼魂啊，还有危险的灾难啊等等，都会立即消失。
And this is true of the place where the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is done seriously.
那么，如果在一个地方人们唱诵 Krishna 的圣名非常认真的话，这肯定是好，这是非常更加真实。
Especially in Vrindavan, when the Supreme Lord was personally present.
尤其是在 Vrindavan, 因为至尊主是本人亲自临在。
Therefore, the doubts of Nanda Maharaj were certainly based on affection for Krishna.
所以呢 ,Nanda Maharaj 的疑问肯定是建立在对 Krishna 的爱的基础上。
Actually, there was no danger from the activities of Putana despite her powers.
事实上虽然说 Putana 他非常强而有力但其实他的活动是不会给他们带来任何危险的。
Such witches are called Kachari, which means they can fly in the sky.
这种巫师或者叫这种巫师或者叫这个不但是个巫婆，她被称之为 Kachari， 意思呢就是说他们能在天空中飞翔。
This black art of witchcraft is still practiced by some women in the remote northwestern side of India.
像这种巫术啊，现在在这个西北。印度的西北偏远的西北部仍然有一些女子仍然在实行。
They can transfer themselves from one place to another on the branch of an uprooted tree.
他们呢可以趁就是坐着一棵被拔连根拔除的树的树枝上面就能够从一个地方转移到另外一个地方。
Putana knew this witchcraft and therefore she is described in the Bhagavatam.As Kachari.
那 Putana 他就知道这种巫术，所以呢，在《佛教瓦坛》里面就把它描述为 Kachari.
Putana entered the county of Gokula, the residential quarter of Nanda Maharaj, without permission.
那 Putana 就在没被允许的情况下，就进入到了 Nanda Maharaj 的这个居所，也就是 Gokula 县。
Dressing herself like a beautiful woman, she entered the house of Mother Yashoda.
她把自己打扮成一个非常美丽的女子，然后就走进了 Yashoda 妈妈的房子里面。
She appeared very beautiful, with raised hips, nicely swollen breasts, earrings, and flowers in her hair.
她看起来非常的美丽，她的臀部隆起，还有丰满的乳房、耳环、头发，头里面还插着鲜花。
She looked especially beautiful on account of her thin waist.
那么因为她的腰非常的纤细，所以看起来又特别美丽。
She was glancing at everyone with very attractive looks and a smiling face, and all the residents of Vrindavan were captivated.
她以非常迷人的瞥视和满面的笑容而瞥视了所有的人，所以 Vrindavan 所有的居民都被她吸引。
Innocent, awkward women thought that she was the goddess of fortune appearing in Vrindavan with a lotus flower in her hand.
这些单纯的牧牛女都认为这是幸运女神手里拿着一朵莲花出现在了 Vrindavan.
It seemed to them that she had personally come to see Krishna, who was her husband.
对他们来说，他们感觉到好像是她亲自来见 Krishna， 就是 Krishna 本来是她的丈夫。
Because of her exquisite beauty, no one checked her movement, and therefore she freely entered the house of Nanda Maharaj.
那么因为她这种极度的美丽啊，所以没有任何一个人来阻止她的行动，所以她很自然、很自由的就进到了 Nanda Maharaj 的家里。
Putana took many, many children, found baby Krishna lying on a small bed.
那么这个杀死了很多很多孩子的 Putana 就发现婴儿 Krishna 正躺在一个小床上。
She could at once perceive that the baby was hiding his unparalleled potencies, which resembled fire covered by ashes.
她立即就能看出来这个孩子这个婴儿啊其实隐藏的他正隐藏着他无可比拟的那能量，这巨大的力量，这就好像是火被灰尘包起来。
Putana thought, this child is so powerful that he can destroy the whole universe immediately.
应该是说火，就像火被灰烬所包。那 Putana 就心想，这个小孩子他可以，他是那么的有力量，他能够立即摧毁整个。
Putana's understanding is very significant.
Putana's 理解是很重要的。
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is situated in everyone's heart.
至尊人格首相 Krishna 居在每个人的心中。
It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that he gives one necessary intelligence, and he also causes one to forget.
佛教梵歌里面说到，他会给予每个人的特点。所需的智慧，同时呢，他也会让每一个人去遗忘。
Putana was immediately aware that the child whom she was observing in the house of Nanda Maharaj was the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself.
Putana 立即就意识到，他在这个 Nanda Maharaj 的房子里面所看到的这个孩子，事实上就是至尊人的首身本人。
He was lying there as a small baby.But that does not mean he was less powerful.
他虽然说作为一个小婴儿躺在那里，但这并不意味着他力量会有所就没那么强大。
The materialistic theory that God worship is like worshiping a person is not correct.
那么这种物质的观点认为崇拜神就跟崇拜人一样，这种观点是不对的。
No living being can become God by undergoing meditation or austerities.
没有一个生物体能够通过冥想或者苦行而成为神。
God is always God.
神永远是神。
Krishna as a baby is as complete as he is as a full-fledged youth.
Krishna 作为婴儿和他作为一个完全充分成长的年轻人是一样完整的。
The Mayavada theory holds that the living entity was formerly God, but has now become overwhelmed by the influence of Maya.
这些 Mayavadi 的哲学啊，就是假象中的哲学，就认为生物体以前都是神，但是现在呢，因为 Maya 的影响而被迷惑了。
Therefore, Mayavadi say that presently he is not God.But when the influence of Maya is taken away, he again becomes God.
所以呢，这些玛雅瓦底就说，现在他不是神，但是呢，当玛雅的影响被带走之后呢，他又会再次成神。
This theory cannot be applied to the minute living entities.
这个理论是绝对不适用于这微小的生物体的。
Minute living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
这些微小的灵魂都是至尊人格首饰的所属部分。
They are minute particles or sparks of the original fire.
它们都是原初的火的微小部分或者小火花。
So these sparks can be covered by the influence of Maya, but the original fire, Krishna, cannot.
所以呢，这些小火花它们可以在因为 Maya 的影响而被覆盖。但这个原初的火 Krishna 是不会这样子的。
Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead even from the beginning of his appearance in the house of Vasudeva and Devaki.
即便是从一开始刚刚显现在 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的家里那一刻开始的时候 Krishna 都一直是至尊人格首相。
Krishna showed the nature of a small baby and closed his eyes as if to avoid the face of Putana.
Krishna 他就展示了一个小婴儿的本性，闭上双眼，好像是即便不再去看的不能的能力。
This closing of the eyes, is interpreted and studied in different ways by the devotees.
那么封印者呢，他们就以不同的方式去解释和研究这个他的闭眼的这个动作。
Some say that Krishna closed his eyes because he did not like to see the face of Putana.
那么有些人就说 ，Krishna 之所以闭眼，是因为他不喜欢看到 Putana 的脸。
Because she had killed so many children and had now come to kill him.
因为 Putana 杀了那么多的小孩子，而现在又来杀他了。
Others say that Putana hesitated to take the baby on her lap.Because something extraordinary was being dictated to her from within.
还有些人说呢，普特纳之所以犹豫着没有把这个小婴儿抱在他的腿上，是因为他的内心深处向他展示了一些不同寻常的东西。
And in order to give her assurance, Krishna closed his eyes so that she would not be frightened.
那么为了让他确信呢 ，Krishna 就闭上了双眼，这样呢他就不会害怕。
And yet others interpret in this way.
但还有些人他们又这样来解释。
Krishna appeared in order to kill the demons and give protection to the devotees.
说 Krishna 他的显现呢是为了杀恶魔，并且去保护奉献者。
As stated in the Bhagavad Gita.Paritranaya sadhunam vinishaya chaduskritam.
就好像佛教梵歌里所说的 Paritranaya sadhunam vinishaya chaduskritam.
Of course, this is a famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 8th sloka.
这个是佛教梵歌里面很著名的一个诗句，那是在第四章的第八节的一个诗，就是诗。
Right.Paritranaya sadhunam means that he came to protect his devotees.
Paritranaya sadhunam 意思就是说他来保护他的奉献者。
And vinashaya chaduskritam means he came to kill the duskritis or the demoniac class.
Vinashaya chaduskritam 意思就是他来还是杀死这些恶魔。
The first demon to be killed was a woman.
他要杀的第一个恶魔是个女。
According to Vedic rules, the killing of a woman, a brahmana, cows, or a child is strictly forbidden.
根据韦达的法则，这个杀死一个女人或者一个婆罗门或母牛或者孩子是严格禁止的。
Krishna was obliged to kill the demon Putana.
那 Krishna 他也不得不去杀死这个恶魔普特纳。
But because the killing of a woman is forbidden according to Vedic Shastra, he could not help but close his eyes.
但是呢，因为韦达经典里面是禁止杀死一个女子的，所以呢，他情不自禁的就闭上了自己的双眼。
Another interpretation is that Krishna closed his eyes because he simply took Putana to be his nurse.
还有一种解释呢，就是说 Krishna 闭上眼睛，是因为他只是把这个 Putana 当成了奶妈。
Putana came to Krishna just to offer her breast for the Lord to suck.
Krishna 呢，他来到Putana 他来到 Krishna 面前呢，只是要把自己的乳房献给主，让主来吸他的乳汁。
Krishna is so merciful that even though he knew Putana was there to kill him, he took her as his nurse or mother.
Krishna 是如此的仁慈，虽然他知道 Putana 其实是要来杀他的，但是呢。他去把普特纳当成自己的奶妈或者是自己的母亲。
There are seven kinds of mothers according to Vedic injunction.
根据韦达的训示呢，一共有七个母亲。
The real mother.
生母。
The wife of a teacher or spiritual master.
老师或者灵性导师的妻子。
The wife of a king.
国王的妻子。
The wife of a brahmana,
婆罗门的妻子。
The cow,
奶牛。
Did you say the cow?
Yes.
I couldn't hear you.
Are you hearing me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Said Yan Nan Yo.
The nurse.
Hey, 奶妈,
and Mother Earth.
最后第七个呢, 就是母亲地球, 地球母亲。
Because Putna came in to take Krishna on her lap and offer her breast milk to be sucked by him, she was accepted by Krishna as one of his mothers.
那因为Putna她来把Krishna抱在自己的腿上，并且让Krishna能够吸她的奶，所以呢，她就被接受为Krishna的母亲之一。
That is considered to be another reason he closed his eyes.
这被认为呢，是他闭上闭眼的另外一个原因。
He had to kill a nurse or mother.
就说因为他得去杀死一个奶妈或者母亲。
But his killing of his mother or nurse was no different from his love for his real mother or his foster mother, Yashoda.
但是呢，他杀自己的母亲或者奶妈呢，这和他对自己的生母或者养母Yashoda的这种爱是没有区别。
We further understand from Vedic information that Putna was also treated as a mother and given the same facility as Yashoda.
那么我们从伟达的信息当中进一步的理解到 Putna也被当成一个母亲来对待了 而且呢，他得到了Yashoda同样的这个整个的条件。
As Yashoda was given liberation from the material world, Putna was also given liberation.
就好像亚瑟达被赐予解，从这个物质世界得到解脱，那普特纳也被赐予了解脱。
When the baby Krishna closed his eyes, Putna took him on her lap.
当这个婴儿 Krishna 婴儿闭上双眼的时候，普特纳就把他抱到自己的腿上。
She did not know that she was holding death personified.
她并不知道自己其实是把死亡的人格化身，人格代表。
If a person mistakes a snake for a rope, he dies.
如果一个人错把一条蛇当成一条绳子的话，他就会死亡。
Similarly, Putna had killed so many babies before meeting Krishna.
同样的，因为Putna在见到Krishna之前，他已经杀死了很多的婴儿。
She mistook him to be like them, but now she was. But now she was accepting the snake that would kill her immediately.
所以呢，他就把错把Krishna当成了以前的所谓的孩子当中的义务。但是现在呢，他接受的是将会立即杀死他的一条蛇。
When Putna was taking Krishna on her lap, both Yashoda and Rohini were present.
当Putna把这个婴儿 Krishna 抱在自己腿上的时候。
But because she was so beautifully dressed and showed motherly affection toward Krishna, they did not forbid her.
但是呢，因为她穿着打扮是那么的美丽，而且呢，向Krishna展示了一种母爱之情，所以呢，他们也就没有去禁止她这样做。
They could not understand that she was a sword within a decorated case.
他们并不理解，其实这个Putna是一个在一个装饰过的盒子里面的一支箭。Putna
had smeared a very powerful poison on her breast.
Putna 在自己的乳房上面涂上了一种非常强有力的一种毒药。
Immediately after taking the baby on her lap, she pushed her breastly nipple within his mouth.
那么，当他把这婴儿抱在腿上之后，他立即就把自己的乳头塞进了Krishna的嘴里。She
was hoping that as soon as he would suck her breast, he would die.
他就希望一当Krishna吸他的奶的时候，他就会死。But
baby Krishna very quickly took the nipple in anger.
但是呢，这婴儿Krishna很快的就愤怒的就接受了这个奶嘴，乳头。
He sucked the milk poison along with the life air of the demon.
那么当他在吸这个奶毒的时候，同时呢，他也吸走了这个恶魔的生命之气。
Krishna simultaneously sucked the milk from her breast and killed her by sucking out her life.
也就是说 Krishna 同时呢从他的奶那个乳房里面吸了奶，但同时呢也吸走了他的生命之气而把他给杀了。
So we, there, here there's a comment by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
那 Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 在此做出了一个评注。
And he says that Krishna's power of destruction, the Samhara Shakti,
说他的描述 Krishna 这种毁灭的力量。
This sucked out her impure life.
这个呢其实 他这样去吸的时候就吸去了他的不纯粹的生命。
Krishna did not do this personally.
Krishna 并没有本人这样亲自去做。
So we see oftentimes Krishna will use any one of his many shaktis to accomplish, anything he desires.
那我们经常会看到 Krishna 会用他的某一个就是沙提他的能量来实现他的任何的愿望。
Because he's the Supreme Lord, he doesn't need to do this personally.
因为他是至尊主本人，所以他不需要亲自去做这个事情。
He can just will it to happen and it will happen.
他只要有这个让一件事情发生的一个意，发出一个意愿，这件事情就会发生。
Krishna is so merciful that because the demon Putana came to offer her breast milk to him, he fulfilled her desire and accepted her activity as motherly.
That Krishna is 如此的仁慈，因为当这个 Putana 想要来向他展示母爱的时候，他立即就接受了他这种母爱的表达。
But to stop her from further nefarious activities, he immediately killed her.
但是呢，为了制止他进一步的去做一些罪恶的。可怕的活动，他立即就把他给杀死了。
And because a demon was killed by Krishna, she got liberation.
而且因为这个恶魔是被 Krishna 所杀，所以他也得到了解脱。
So now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur will give us some insight into the type of liberation that Putana got.
那么现在 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 呢，就会就这个 Putana 所得到的这一种解脱而做出评论。
He says that Putana attained the position of a datri or like a nurse in Goloka filled with reverential happiness.
他说这个 Putana 得到的解脱呢是在Putana 就是得到了一种对 Krishna 充满了这种敬畏心态的这种奶妈的这种地位。
And further, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if Putana attained this position,How much more will a person attain who offers pure bhakti?
那么是那 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 就进一步评论说，如果连 Putana 都能得到这样一种仁慈之中就解脱的话，那更不要说如果一个人像 Krishna 献上纯粹的奉献，他能得到怎样的解脱？
We have so much to gain, and we have so much to gain.By becoming pure devotees of Krishna.
只要通过成为 Krishna 的纯粹奉献者，我们能得到那么多的东西。
So now we will return to Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book.
现在再回到 Srila Prabhupada's Krishna book 这本书上。
As Krishna pressed her breast extremely hard and sucked out her very breath, Putana fell down on the ground.
那么当 Krishna 他把他的这个 Putana 的乳房非常紧紧的压着，然后并且把他的每一个呼吸都给吸出来， Krishna 就倒， Putana 就倒在地上。
She spread her arms and legs and began to cry.
那么他就四肢，他就手臂和双腿都开始延伸开来，他开始大叫。
Oh, child, leave me, leave me!
Oh, 孩子啊，放开我，放开我！
She was crying loudly and perspiring, and her whole body became wet.
她在那大声的呼叫，同时冷汗直出，她全身都是给湿了。
And she died screaming.
她就这样尖叫着死去了。
There was a tremendous vibration on the earth and in the sky.
地上和天空都有一种强大的震动。
on the upper and lower planets and in all directions.
在高等和低等的星球以及四面八方都发出了这样的震动。
People thought that thunderbolts were falling.
人们都以为这是雷电掉下来，雷电交加。
Thus the nightmare of Putana witch was over.
那么普特纳女巫的这一场噩梦算是结束了。
She assumed her real feature as a great demon.
然后她就卸了她作为一个大恶魔的这样一个真原型。
She opened her fierce mouth and spread her arms and legs all over.
她张开她可怕凶猛的大嘴，并且她的双腿双臂都伸直开了。
She fell exactly as Vrishasura did when struck by the thunderbolt of Indra.
她就像 Vrishasura 被这个 Indra 的雷电武器击倒时候一样，那个样子完全就倒了下来。
Her long hair on her head was scattered all over her body.
她头上的长发零散的披在她的身上。
Her fallen body extended up to 12 miles.And smashed all the trees to pieces.
他倒下的躯体延向十二里之外，并且击倒了，把所有的这些树都击成碎片。
Everyone was struck with wonder upon seeing this gigantic body.
所有人看了这庞大的躯体都惊得目瞪口呆。
Her teeth appeared just like plows.And her nostrils appeared just like mountain caves.
她的牙齿看起来像是梨，她的鼻孔呢就像是山洞。
Her breasts appeared like small hills, and her hair was a vast reddish bush.
她的乳房看起来像两座小山，她的头发呢就像一片庞大的红色的灌木丛。
Her eye sockets appeared like blind wells.And her two thighs appeared like two banks of a river.
她的这个眼孔，就是这个眼眶啊，看起来像是两个枯井，而她的这个两个大腿呢，像是河的两岸。
Her two hands appeared like two strongly constructed bridges, and her abdomen seemed like a dried up lake.
她的两只手看起来像是两条坚固的桥梁。而他的这个腹部呢，看起来像是枯干的湖泊。
All the cowherd men and women became struck with awe and wonder upon seeing this.
所有牧牛郎和牧牛女看到这一切都目瞪口呆。
And the tumultuous sound of her falling shocked their brains and ears and made their hearts beat strongly.
那倒下来发出这个庞大、这个庞大的声音，把他们的这个大脑和耳朵都震聋了，让他们的心也强烈的跳动起来。
When the gopis saw little Krishna fearlessly playing on Putana's lap, they very quickly came and picked him up.
当这些 gopis 们看到小 Krishna 毫无畏惧的在 Putana 的腿上玩耍的时候，他们迅速过来把 Krishna 给抱了起来。
Mother Yashoda, Rohini, and other elder gopis immediately perform the auspicious rituals.
那么亚修的妈妈还有 Rohini 以及其他的年长的牧牛女，他们立即就做了一个吉祥的仪式。
They did this by taking the tail of a cow and circumambulating his body.
他们怎么做呢？他们就是拉起这个牛尾巴，然后绕过来他的躯体。
The child was completely washed with the urine of a cow, and the dust created by the hooves of the cows was thrown all over his body.
那么小孩子呢？就是他们立即用这个牛尿来给这个小孩子全身洗了一个澡，然后呢，这个牛蹄发出来这个尘土，他们用把这牛蹄的这个掀起的尘土。扔到他的全身，撒在他的全身。
This was all just to save little Krishna from further inauspicious accidents.
他们这样做呢，是为了拯救，让这个小 Krishna 以后不要再受到这种不吉祥的事故的这个。
This incident gives a clear indication of how important the cow is to the family, society, and to living beings in general.
那么这个事情呢，就给我们很明确的让我们看到，母牛对于家庭、社会以及对于普通的众生来说是多么重要。
The transcendental body of Krishna did not require any protection.
当 Krishna 的超然躯体不需要任何保护。
But to instruct us on the importance of the cow, the Lord was smeared over with cow dung.
但是呢，为了训示，为了教育我们这个母牛的重要性，那么主的全身就被涂上了牛粪。
He was washed, burned.
Eyeball.
He was washed with the urine of a cow.
而且呢，他们用牛尿给他沐浴全身。
And then sprinkled with the dust upraised by the walking of the cows.
他们还用这个在母牛走动时候掀起的尘土撒在他的身上，把这个尘土撒在他的身上。
After this purificatory process, the gopis, headed by Mother Yashoda and Rohini, chanted the names of Vishnu to give Krishna's body full protection from all evil influences.
经过了这个净化的程序之后呢，这些所有的牧牛女们就以Yashoda妈妈和Rohini为首，他们就一起唱诵了 Vishnu 的名字，以保护 Krishna 的身体，免于就是从保护他的身体。免于所有的罪恶的影响。
They washed their hands and feet and sipped water three times, as is the custom before chanting mantras.
那么作为唱诵 mantra 的这个传统，在唱诵 mantra 之前应该就有这个传统，所以他们就在唱诵 mantra 之前呢，他们就洗了自己的手和脚，并且三次吸水。
They chanted as follows.
他们这样唱诵。
My dear Krishna, may the Lord, who is known as Aja, protect your legs.
我亲爱的 Krishna, 愿作为主阿迦的这个主来保护你的双腿。
May Lord Maniman protect your knees.
愿主 Maniman 保护你的膝盖。
May Lord Yagna protect your thighs.
愿主 Yagna 保护你的大腿。
May Lord Achyuta protect your upper waist.
愿主 Achyuta 保护你的上腰。
May Lord Hayagriva protect your abdomen.
愿主 Hayagriva 保护你的腹部。
May Lord Keshava protect your heart.
愿主 Keshava 保护你的心。
May Lord Surya protect your neck.
保护你的心脏。愿主 Isha.
May Lord
Surya 保护你的脖子。
May Lord Vishnu protect your arms.
愿主 Vishnu 保护你的双臂。
May Lord Urukrama protect your face.
愿主 Urukrama 保护你的脸庞。
May Lord Ishvara protect your head.
愿主 Ishvara 保护你的头部。
May Lord.Chakradhara, protect your front.
愿主 Chakradhara 保护你的前部。
May Lord Gadadhar protect your back.
愿主 Gadadhar 保护你的背部。
May Lord Madhusudan, who carries a bow in his hand, protect your right side.
愿那个手上持弓的主 Madhusudan 保护你的右。
May Lord Anjana protect your left side.
愿主阿姜呢保护你的左边。
May Lord Urugaya protect, or excuse me, May Lord Urugaya with his conch shell protect you on all sides.
愿主 Urugaya 以他的海螺手持拿着海螺的主 Urugaya 保护你的从各方来保护你。
May the personality of Godhead Upendra protect you from above.
愿人格守神 Upendra 保护你免除以上的所有的一切。
May Lord Tarkshell protect you on the ground.
Oh, 愿我看着从上部来保护你。愿主 Tarkshell 从地面来保护你。
May Lord Haladara protect you from all sides.
愿主 Haladara 从各方来保护你。
May the personality of God known as Rishikesh protect all your senses.
愿主Rishikesh 人格，愿人格守神 Rishikesh 保护你所有的感官。
May Lord Narayan protect your life airs.
愿主 Narayan 保护你的生命之气。
May the Lord of Swetha Dweep Narayan protect the core of your heart.
愿 Swetha Dweep 之主 Narayan 保护你的心脏和心部。
May Lord Yogeshwar protect your mind.
愿主 Yogeshwar 保护你的心。
May Lord Krishnigarbha protect your intelligence.
愿主 Krishnigarbha 保护你的智性。
And may the Supreme Personality of God protect your soul.
愿至尊人格守神保护你的灵魂。
While you are playing, may Lord Govinda protect you from all sides.
当你在玩耍的时候，愿主 Govinda 从各方来保护你。
When you are sleeping, may Lord Madhava protect you from all danger.
当你在睡觉的时候，愿主 Madhava 保护你免于所有的危险。
When you are walking, may the Lord of Vaikuntha protect you from falling down.
当你在走路的时候，愿Vaikuntha之主保护你，在你不至于摔倒。
When you are sitting, may Lord Narayan give you all protection.
当你坐着的时候，愿主 Narayan 给你所有的保护。
While you are eating, may the Lord of all sacrifices give you all protection.
而当你吃饭饮食的时候，愿所有的祭祀之主给你所有的保护。
Thus, Mother Yashoda chanted different names of Vishnu to protect child Krishna's different bodily parts.
所以呢，亚修达妈妈就唱诵了主 Vishnu 的不同的名字，来保护这个孩子 Krishna 他的全身的各个部位。
Mother Yashoda was firmly convinced that she should protect her child from different kinds of evil spirits and ghosts.
那亚修达妈妈呢，她就坚信。他应该保护他的孩子免于各种各样的邪恶的灵魂和鬼魂。
These evil spirits were named Dakinis.
这些邪恶的灵魂的名字有 Dakini,
Yatudanis,
Kushmandas,
Yakshas, Rakshasas.
Vinayakshas,
Kotaras, Revatis, Jeshtas, Putanas, Matrikas, Umadas, and similar other evil spirits.
其他的类似的邪灵
They cause persons to forget their own existence and give trouble to the life airs and the senses.
这些邪灵啊，他们会让人们忘记自己的存在，而去给他们的生命之气和感官带来麻烦。
Sometimes they appear in dreams and cause much anxiety.
比如说呢，他们会出现在梦里。
Sometimes they appear as old women and suck the blood of small children.
有的时候呢，他们又会作为老年的妇女而显现，然后来吸小孩子的血。
But no such ghosts and evil spirits can remain where there is chanting of the holy name of God.
但是呢，如果一个地方他们在唱诵神的圣名的话，这样的鬼魂或者邪灵是不可能停留的。
Mother Yashoda was firmly convinced of the Vedic injunctions about the importance of cows and the holy name of Vishnu.
那亚修达妈妈呢，就坚信《韦达经典》里面所说的关于这个母牛以及 Vishnu 圣名的重要性。
Therefore, she took all shelter in the cows in the name of Vishnu just to protect her child Krishna.
所以呢，她就完全的托付于母牛以及Vishnu的圣灵，只是为了去保护她的儿子Krishna。
She recited all the holy names of Vishnu so that he might save the child.
她就诵读了主Vishnu的所有圣名，这样呢，她能够拯救她的孩子。
Vedic culture has taken advantage of keeping cows and chanting the holy name of Vishnu since the beginning of history.
自这历史开始之来，这个伟大文化就一直是在利用这个保护母牛和唱诵主Vishnu圣名这个优势。
Persons who are still following the Vedic ways, especially the householders, keep at least one dozen cows.
那些人人在追随伟大的方式的人，尤其是这些居士们，他们至少还保留着一打或者是十二头牛。
They also worship the deity of Lord Vishnu who is installed in their house.
他们还会崇拜安放在他们家里的主Vishnu的神像。
Persons who are advancing in Krishna consciousness should take instruction from this pastime and also be very much interested in cows and the holy name of Vishnu. The elder gopis of Vrindavan were so absorbed in affection for Krishna that they wanted to save him. However, there was no need to, for he had already protected himself. They could not understand that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead playing as a child. After performing the formalities to protect the child, Mother Yashoda took Krishna and let him suck her breasts. When the child was protected by the Vishnu mantra, Mother Yashoda felt that he was safe.
当这个孩子被有这个Vishnu mantra受到有Vishnu mantra的保护之后呢， 亚瑟的妈妈感到她是安全的。
In the meantime, all the cowherd men who had gone to Mathura to pay tax returned home and were struck with wonder at seeing the gigantic dead body of Putin.
与此同时，所有本来去Mathura去交税的这些牧牛郎啊，也都回到家里。
Nanda Maharaj recalled the prophecy of Vasudeva and considered him a great sage and mystic yogi. Otherwise, how could he have foretold an incident that happened during his absence from Vrindavan?
否则的话，他怎么可能预先就说明，就预见了在他不在的人达文的时候发生的一切？
After this, all the residents of Raja cut the gigantic body of Putin into pieces and piled it up with wood for burning.
与此同时呢，Raja所有的居民他们就把Putin的这个庞大的尸体割成小片，然后把它们堆在一起，然后搭上木材，准备把它焚烧。
When all the limbs of Putin's body were burning, the smoke emanating from the fire created a good aroma of a guru. This aroma was due to her being killed by Krishna.
这种芳香的味道就是因为它被Krishna所伤。
This means that the demon Putna was washed of all her sinful activities and attained a celestial body.
这就意味着这个恶魔Putna已经被清除掉了，他所有的罪恶活动，而且得到了一具神圣的躯体。
here is an example of how the Supreme Personality of God is all good.
那么这其实就是一个例子，说明这在人的手上是怎么样，是完全吉祥、完全好的。
Putin came to kill Krishna because he sucked her milk. She was immediately purified, and her dead body attained a transcendental quality.
Putin 呢本来是来杀 Krishna， 但是呢，因为 Krishna 吸了他的奶，所以他马上就得到了净化，而且他的尸体呢就得到了一个超然的品质。
Her only business was to kill small children.
她唯一的事情就是杀小孩子。
She was only fond of blood.
她唯一感兴趣的就是鲜血。
But in spite of being envious of Krishna, she attained salvation because she gave her milk to him to drink.
但是呢，虽然说她是嫉妒 Krishna， 但因为她让 Krishna 来吸了她的奶，她就得到了解脱。
So what can be said of those who are affectionate to Krishna in the relationship of mother?
那就更不用说那些处在跟 Krishna 处在一种母亲的这种关系当中，处对他充满爱的人的时候，便是如此。
Those who with great love and affection always serve him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Super Soul of every living entity.
因为他们总是带着巨大的爱心，一直在服务着他，作为这尊人格手神，就是众生心中的超人。
Is to consider that even a little energy expended in the service of the Lord gives one immense transcendental profit.
因此呢，我们就可以做出这样的结论，也就是说，一个人即便他花了一点点的精力，用来服务主。那么他就能够得到巨大的超人的益处。
This is explained in the Bhagavad Gita.
就在佛教梵歌当中有解释。
Swapamapi asya dharmasya trayate mato bayams.
You want me to read it?
No need.
Okay.
Devotional service in Krishna consciousness is so sublime.That even a little service rendered to Krishna, knowingly or unknowingly, gives one the greatest transcendental benefit.
在 Krishna 知觉当中的奉献服务是如此的崇高，即便我们对 Krishna 只做了一点些微的服务，是不管你是有意识还是无意识的做出一点点服务，就能够给予一个人最大的超人的益处。
The system of worshipping Krishna by offering flowers from a tree is also beneficial for the living entity who is confined to the bodily existence of that tree.
如果我们把一棵树上的鲜花供奉给用来崇拜 Krishna， 这个制度其实对于这个被局限于这个树的躯体存在的这样里面这个生物体也是有益的。
When flowers and fruits are offered to Krishna, the tree that bore them also receives much benefit indirectly.
当鲜花和果实被供奉给 Krishna 的时候，那么这个结果和这个结花的这棵树啊，也能够间接的得到很多的益处。
The arsana process or worshipping procedure is therefore beneficial for everyone.
因此，这个 arsana 程序，也就是崇拜的这个程序啊，对每个人都是有益的。
Krishna is worshipable by great demigods like Brahma and Lord Shiva.
Krishna 是受到伟大的半圣人像主 Brahma 主 Shiva 这样的人的崇拜。
Putina was so fortunate that the same Krishna played in her lap as a little child.
而 Putina 是如此的幸运，这同一个 Krishna 就作为一个小孩子，居然在他腿上玩耍。
The lotus feet of Krishna, which are worshipped by great sages and devotees, were placed on the body of Putina.
Krishna 的莲花足，它是受到了伟大圣人和奉献者的崇拜，而现在却它的莲花足却被放在 Putina 的身上。
People worship Krishna and offer food with great reverence and devotion, but automatically he sucked the milk from the body of Putina.
那么人呢是带着巨大的敬畏和奉爱之心，向崇拜了 Krishna， 并且供奉给他食物。但是呢， 但是他也自动的从 Putin 的身体里面吸了这个奶。
Devotees therefore pray that if simply by offering something as an enemy, Putin got so much benefit, then who can measure the benefit of worshipping Krishna in love and affection?
因此呢，奉献者们就会祈祷说，如果一个人像作为一个像 Putin 的这样的敌人，能够简单的对他做出一些供奉的话，就能得到这么大的益处。那谁能够去衡量？如果一个人带着完全的奉爱之心崇拜 Krishna 之后，会获得多大的益处
？Therefore, who Krishna should be worshipped, for so much benefit awaits the worshipper.
所以呢，应该只是去崇拜 Krishna， 因为这个崇拜者会得到很多的益处。
Although Putna was an evil spirit, she gained elevation just like the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
虽然说 Putna 是一个邪灵。但是呢，他却就像至尊人格守身的母亲那样得到了解脱提升。
It is clear that the cows and the elder gopis who offered milk to Krishna were also elevated to the transcendental position.
那么这些奶牛以及其他供奉给 Krishna 奶的这些年长的牧牛女。他们是被提升到了超人的位置，这点是很清楚的。
Krishna can offer anyone anything, from liberation to anything materially conceivable.
Krishna 可以赐予任何一个人任何的事物，从解脱到任何就从物质的角度可以观察的、可察知道的一切。
Therefore, there cannot be any doubt of the salvation of Putna.Whose bodily milk was sucked by Krishna for such a long time.
所以呢，因为这个 Putna 他的这个躯体里的这个奶被 Krishna 吸了那么长时间，因此他得到了这个 Putna 会得到解脱，这点是毫无疑问的。
And how could there be any doubt about the salvation of the gopis who were so fond of Krishna?
那么，更不要说这些那么喜爱 Krishna 的这些牧牛女们得到的。会得到解脱，这一点更是毫无疑问。
Undoubtedly, all the gopis.
毫无疑问的，所有的牧牛女。
Cowherd boys.
所有的牧牛童。
Cows.
还有奶牛。
And everyone else who served Krishna in Vrindavan with love and affection.
以及任何其他的带着爱心去在 Vrindavan 服务 Krishna 的人。
All liberated from the miserable condition of material existence.
当他们都从物质存在的这种痛苦的处境当中得到了解脱。
When all the inhabitants of Vrindavan smelled the good aroma from the smoke of the burning putna, they inquired from each other, "Where is this good fragrance coming from?"
那么当 Vrindavan 所有的居民他们闻到从燃烧 putna 的躯体。而发出来的烟的这个香味的时候，他们就互相询问：这么好的、这么美、这种芳香从何方发来？来自何方
？And while conversing, they came to understand that it was the fumes of the burning putna.
那当他们在谈话之间呢，他们就最终就明白了，原来这个味道是来自于焚烧 putna 的躯体发出的。
They were very fond of Krishna, and as soon as they heard that the demon Putna had been killed by Krishna, they offered blessings to the little child out of affection.
那么他们非常喜爱 Krishna. 一当他们听到说这个恶魔 Putna 已经被 Krishna 所杀之后呢，他们立即就出于爱心给小 Krishna 祝福。
After the burning of Putna, Nanda Maharaj came home and immediately took up the child on his lap and began to smell his head.
那么当焚烧了 Putna 之后，南达玛尔就回到家中，立即把这个孩子抱在腿上，开始了闻他的头。
In this way, he was quite satisfied that his little child was saved from this great calamity.
那么所以呢，就以这种方式，因为他的这个小孩子被从这个巨大的灾难当中拯救了出来，他因此非常的满足。
Srila Sukadeva Goswami has given a blessing to all persons who hear the narration of the killing of Putna by Krishna.
那么睡了 Rupa 睡了 Shukadeva 和 Swami 去他祝福所有那些听到了 Krishna Shastakutan 的这个逍遥时光这个城市的人。
They will surely attain the favor of Govinda.
他的这个祝福就是说他们肯定会得到 Govinda 的人。
Thus we end chapter 6.
我们第六章就这样结束了。
Putana killed.
第六章名字叫 Putana 被杀。第六章就结束了。
There are so many instructive points in this pastime.
这个逍遥时光当中有很多很多我们可以从中学习的这个道理。
The first being that, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out, that Putana represents a pseudo guru.
第一点呢，就好像 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所指出的，这 Putana 它代表假 guru。
So that teaches us that we have to be very, careful about selecting a spiritual master.
那么这就讲到说，我们应该非常小心要去。在我们选择自己的引导师的时候要很小心。
As Prabhupada taught us, first we have to know what are the qualities of a spiritual master.
就好像 Prabhupada 所教导我们一样，首先我们应该去知道一个引导师他有什么样的品质。
What qualifications should he have?
他应该具备什么样的资格？
But said,that the most important qualification was that he was a strict follower of his spiritual master.
那么最说到就是他最重要的品质资格呢，就是应该他是追随自己的灵性导师。
And acted as a transparent via medium.
他应该作为一个透明的媒介而行动。
Functioning as a messenger.
他的功能就应该像是一个信使。
Taking the transcendental knowledge that he received from his spiritual master and then passing it on to his disciple.
那么他应该从自己的灵性导师那儿接受到这个超人的信息之后呢，再把这个信息传递给他的门徒。
Without adding, subtracting, or changing anything.
就这些信息他不能加，不能减。
And he should be free of vice. These are some of the main qualifications.
这些呢，就是作为一个领导是应该具备的主要的资格。
So we have to be very clear about these qualifications, and we have to carefully study.The person that we would like to select as a spiritual master to see if such a person possesses those qualities.
所以呢，我们应该很仔细的去研究一下、学习一下这些资格。同时呢，我们要很小心的去检查一下我们自己所选择的要作为我们灵性导师的这些人是否具备这样的资格。
Therefore, Prabhupada, he set this example.That one should wait at least for a year, and get to know the spiritual master through various exchanges, and be very confident and very sure that such a spiritual master has the qualifications which are, described in Shastra.
所以呢，帕帕就给了我们树立了这样一个榜样，就是说我们至少应该有一年的时间去，通过各种各样的交流方式去检查我们的灵引导师，最终能够确保而且有坚定的信心，我们这灵引导师他是具备经典里面所描述的这所有的资格的。
This is nothing that someone should rush into.
现在我这个是绝不能就这样慌里慌张就冲进去。
One should.Take as much time as one needs.
我不应该就这样太急嘛，不要太赶。我们应该有需要多少时间，我们就花多少时间。
And one should be very clear.
而且呢，我们应该非常的清楚。
And then, if by some misfortune the guru may deviate from one of these standards, then he may cease to be qualified as a spiritual master.
那么如果很不幸的这位一个领导师，他从这个资格的水准上，就不符合这样的水准的话，那么他可能最终就得停止再作为一个领导师。
Shastra also tells us about that.
经典也是这样跟我们说的。
And Shastra gives us advice what to do in such circumstances.
而且经典呢也建议了我们在这样的情况下应该怎么做。
So that is a whole very big topic.
当然这是一个很大的话题。
Guru Tattva.
Guru Tattva.
But this pastime does represent this point of the sutra guru, the false guru.
但是这个逍遥时观它的确就代表了这个假guru这个要点这个特点。
One who appears to be a guru, but who in fact is only a teacher.
也就是说，一个人他看起来像是一个guru，但事实上是一个骗子。
The other wonderful thing about this pastime is that Krishna is so merciful that he accepts Putana as a mother.
那么关于这个逍遥时光还有另外一点非常好的，就是说 Krishna 是如此的仁慈，他甚至把 Putana 接视为他的母亲。
Well, she was the biggest demon.
事实上 Putana 他其实是最大的恶魔。
She came to kill Krishna.
是要来杀 Krishna。
Krishna still saw the good in her.
但 Krishna 仍然看到了他的优点。
And accepted her like a mother, almost like Mother Yashoda, and she was granted a type of liberation in the spiritual world, just like Krishna's nurse.
而且呢，他还给赐予了Putana一个跟甚至跟亚妈亚瑟的妈妈类似的一个处境，也就是说，他在灵性世界，他成为了 Krishna 的奶妈这样一个位置。 那么这就表明 Krishna 非常仁慈。And
he is so appreciative of whatever service we may offer him.
而且呢，他非常的欣赏我们能为 Krishna 做出的任何的服务。As
little a service as we may think we are offering to Krishna, Krishna sees that service in a very significant way.
即便我们可能会觉得我们对 Krishna 的服务非常非常的渺小，但是呢， Krishna 却把这种服务看得非常的重要。And
Krishna never forgets that.
而且 Krishna 永远也不会忘记这些服务。That's
why Prabhupada says that the activities that we perform in Krishna consciousness accumulate in our spiritual bank account.
这就是为什么说，是爸爸说我们在奉献服务当中做出的所有的这些奉献，灵修当中做出所有的奉献服务，就会积累在一个灵性的银行里面。These
are our eternal assets.
这一切都是永恒的资产。So
Krishna is so kind.
所以 Krishna 是那么仁慈。
Krishna is always kind.
Krishna 一直都是仁慈。
It's that sometimes we get a glimpse of Krishna's mercy that he is bestowing upon us.
有的时候呢，我们能够对于 Krishna 赐予我们的仁慈，一点点的瞥视。
Something extraordinary happens, and we realize that Krishna is doing something very special.
发生了一些不同寻常的事，我们就会领悟到原来 Krishna 在做一些很特别的事情。
But even at other times when we don't realize that Krishna is still looking upon us and he is giving us his mercy.
但即便有的时候我们没有意识到，但 Krishna 仍然其实仍然在看着我们，并且在赐予我们仁慈。
Krishna is always giving his mercy.
Krishna 一直都在给仁慈。
It's just that we don't realizes.
只是说呢,
so we should learn to hold out our hands and cup them to receive the mercy that Krishna is trying to give us.
所以呢,我们应该学会两个手捧起来,然后留出这个空间, 让Krishna来去接受Krishna给你的仁慈。
We should learn how to be the recipients of that mercy because it is flowing.
因为Krishna的仁慈是在不断地向我们流淌,而我们呢,总是要学会如何去接受这些仁慈。
So we should be very careful, we should not lose a drop.
所以我们应该非常的小心,一滴仁慈都不要漏了。
Don't let a drop, you know, fall from between your fingers.
不要让这些仁慈的任何的一滴从我们的手指缝里面流下去掉到地上。
Grab every drop of that mercy as it comes.
当这些仁慈流淌过来的时候,我们要去抓住每一滴的仁慈。
And finally we see that all the devotees of Vrindavan, they are all under this Yogamaya potency, and they are in such a mood that they can never think that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of
Godhead.
Therefore, we see they're always meditating on how to protect Krishna and how to take care of him and offer prayers for his protection. We saw the long list of the different prayers that Mother Yashoda and others were offering for Krishna's protection. Praying to this form and another form of the Supreme. But because of Yogamaya, they can never realize that here is the Supreme Personality of God at the source of all incarnations.
但是呢,因为Yoga Maya的影响,所以呢,他们根本就不明白这其实是至尊人格守神本人在这里。
He's there as a small child.
对,至尊人格守神就作为一个小孩子,出现在他们面前。
So that is the wonder of Braj.
这就是Braja的奇妙之处。
These devotees, the Braj Vasis, they are so special.
这些奉献者,这些Braja Vasis,他们是那么特别。
Because of Yogamaya, we have these very extraordinary relationships with Krishna.
就是因为Yogamaya的这个影响,所以他们和Krishna有非常不同寻常的关系。
So what does it tell us? It tells us that we have so much to look forward to. The more we advance in Krishna consciousness, and come closer and closer to the time when we will actually realize what our eternal relationship with Krishna is,
让我们越来越接近这样一个时间，让我们去领悟到我们和Krishna真实的关系是什么。
And we will be able to serve Krishna in one of these positions.
那我们就能够以处在这其中的一个位置去服务Krishna。
It will be something very extraordinary.
这是非常非常不同寻常。
So, in these pastimes, we should meditate like this.
所以呢,我们就应该这样去冥想这所有的逍遥时光。
They are very instructive, they give us so much knowledge, and they purify the heart.
他们非常具有教育意义, 能赐予我们很多的知识，同时呢，还能浸泡我们的心灵。
And the more we purify the heart, the more we will uncover our dormant love for Krishna.
而我们的心灵越是受到净化的，我们越就能够，我们心中对 Krishna 城市的爱就越是能够苏醒过来。
And even though we're in this material body, and even though we're situated within the material world, we will have a consciousness that will be in the spiritual world.
即便我们还有这样一个物质躯体，即便我们还在这个物质世界当中，但我们仍然能有一个处在灵性世界的知觉。
This is what hearing and chanting about Krishna does.
这就是聆听和唱诵 Krishna 能达到的效果。
It purifies and elevates the consciousness.
它能净化并且提升我们的知觉。
And we can come to this position.
而且呢，我们是最终我们是能够达到这个位置的。
Prabhupada has promised.
Prabhupada 已经给我们做出了承诺。
That if we just practice Krishna consciousness.The way that he has given it to us, that we will certainly attain this position.
只要我们能够以帕帕给我们的这种方式去修习 Krishna 知觉的话，最终我们就能肯定能够达到至尊。
The position of being a pure devotee of Krishna.
就是达到一个作为 Krishna 纯粹奉献者的这样一个地位。
So all of us.It doesn't matter what position we are in at present. We can always look forward to gradually making advancement and step by step coming to that position where we have unalloyed pure love for Krishna.
所以呢，不管我们每一个人现在处在什么样的处境，我们每个人都可以有这样一个希望，我们都是有希望，慢慢的，最终我们都能够得到纯粹的奉献。
I broke my own rule today.
我今天打破了我自己立下的规矩。
I said from the beginning I would keep three classes to 1 hour.
我在一开始的时候，我是说了我的课就讲一个小时。
But I will take the liberty today because I missed speaking to you for the past couple of weeks.
但是呢，因为我有两三个星期我没跟大家讲课，所以我非常的想念。那么就因为今天呢，我作为弥补，我今天就自己延长了时间。
So I don't feel so bad about breaking my own rule.
所以呢，虽然打破了我自己立下的规矩，我感觉不是那么坏。
But next week I'll be strict.
但下个星期我会严格遵守。
Unless Krishna wants it otherwise.
当然，除非 Krishna 有着其他的计划。
Then we will simply have to surrender to his plan.
那我们就得去皈依他的计划了。
So thank you very much.
所以非常感谢大家。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thanks. Thank you, Gopi Gita Mataji, for the nice translation.
感谢 Gopi Gita 的翻译。
As always, we thank Sakshi Gopal Charan Prabhu for facilitating.
我们也一如既往的感谢 Sakshi Gopal Prabhu 的主持。
And we are so indebted to you all for listening. Which is the whole purpose for which we're holding these classes.
同时呢，我们也深深的亏欠于大家你们来聆听，因为这其实是我们讲课的唯一的目的。
So next week we will continue with chapter 7.
那么下星期呢，我们就接着讲第七章。
The salvation of Trinavarta.
Trinavarta 的解脱。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.昆特之音非常服务源于聆听，感谢大家的聆听参与祝福，谢谢，非常感谢 Gita 给我们带来的精彩而甜蜜的讲课，今天的播音就到此结束了， 下星期晚上7点接着来，阿里克西。